Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a new big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it. Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Sam?
Good morning, Earl. Good to be back after a nice weekend of activity around here.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to my old compadre, Stu, on the line, and it was good to hear his voice.
Yeah, he'll be back Friday again to fill in for Matt. I didn't realize y'all were co-hosts. That's so fun.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I just knew he was around here. I didn't know y'all worked together.
For over 3 years, and did some really good things, but, you know, it's, you know, time passes on, and things change, and I'm more than happy with you now.
I'm honored.
So we just move forward. We march forward. And this, like I said, it was good to hear Stu's voice doing what he is really good at, radio. Stu has been in radio over 40 years. And so, you know, that's a part of his life that it means so much to him. And like you said, before it went off, we don't know what the future holds. And, you know, if part of the future includes Stu Man, the newsman, back on these airways, so be it. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a lot to talk about today, as always. And I want to begin with this. What do you know about Texas?
I know everything is big down there. That's about it.
including the testicles of the people who are down there.
Oh my.
And also, you know, the gall. Those folk in Texas somehow believe that many of them that Texas is bigger than the United States, and that Texas should be its own nation. And it is. It is constantly frustrating to hear what the people in Texas have to say, as if they are the United States government. You know, and I want to talk a little bit about the fact that there's conversations, there's referendums that are being pushed in Texas right now. That says if from the Republican side of things, that they want the Republicans on the GOP side of things have pushed referendums saying that they want Texas to secede from the United States by 2023. Texas Republicans are pushing for a referendum to decide whether the state could secede from the U.S. I wonder how many of you would cry crocodile tears if the state of Texas somehow succeeds from this nation. If you look at the side of things that they are constantly on, it's always the wrong side of the issues, you know, when it comes to things that are important for all of us. The demand for Texans to be allowed to vote on the issue in 2023 was one of many measures adopted in the Texas GOP's party platform in last week's state convention. Under a section titled State Sovereignty, the platform states, pursuant to Article 1, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution, the federal government has impaired our right of local self-government. Therefore, federally mandated legislation that infringes upon the 10th Amendment rights of Texas should be ignored, opposed, refused, and nullified. So in essence, what they are saying is, what is good for the other states of this nation are not good for Texas. And therefore, Texas has a right to separate itself from the United States government. Texas retains the right to secede from the United States, and the Texas legislature should be called upon to pass a referendum consistent thereto. So, if you've been following what's been going on in Texas, it is just a bigoted legislation that continues to push against people and deny people equal rights in Texas. There's been a withering assault on homosexuals, and you know, what kind of people don't want a sex education taught in school? You know, sexual education in school has been taught nonstop in this nation for, I don't know, the last 60 years, well, 70 years, and that's been all right. You know, there are parents who don't know how and don't feel comfortable teaching their children about sex, and schools have done a more than decent job of teaching women about their bodies, girls about their bodies, boys about their bodies. And if parents can't do it, somebody has to do it, teaching about various diseases and those kind of things. Why would somebody say none of that? We don't want that in our schools. That's not up to the schools to teach our children. When you look at all the different things that are going on right now, all the different diseases and all those kind of things, Sam, why would you not want that taught in school?
Ignorance. It's ignorance. Huh? They think that we're turning children gay or whatever it is. But honestly, as someone who went to private school, K through high school, I feel like I missed out a lot on that because, you know, even in that type of experience, I was taught mainly just abstinence and family planning and all of this. And, you know, that left me, you know, in a life where I had felt uncomfortable in my body for a long time and felt uncomfortable with like the idea of a relationship or the idea of, you know, like sex in general. It's not a bad thing. And yet we're trying to criminalize it.
Well, when you look at those folk in Texas on the right, who clearly have a platform that describes homosexuality as an abnormal lifestyle choice, and that people who engage in that are somehow people who need to be separated from the rest of us so the rest of us don't catch the disease of homosexuality. And so we're teaching, they are in Texas that all of these things need to be, people need to be sheltered from those things. And so if the United States government won't do it, we'll do it in Texas because we are somehow bigger than the government. The new Texas GOP platform also states that the education system should focus on imparting essential academic knowledge, understanding why Texas and America are exceptional and have positively contributed to our world, and while doing so, also offer enrichment subjects that bless students' lives. Hey, you backwards thinking people in Texas. You know, you don't want the realities of life and the truths of life. You want people to live in a bubble and continue to not be able to do their own thinking. And so if it means you should succeed from the United States, good riddance. You know, we've got enough people who have those kinds of prejudices and in their lives, and that they put out in a nation that's supposed to be free. You know, you guys talk about freedoms all the time. people should have freedoms to live their life any way they choose to. You can't constantly talk about the great Constitution and all the other things that you fight for and fight for rights of the individuals in this country, and then you turn around and say, well, except for homosexuals, except for LGBTQ, they don't have any rights. Because who says so? We say so. Who is we? A group of people who claim to represent the entire nation. And you don't. You represent, and you don't represent all of Texas. You represent a far right wing section of this nation that doesn't speak for everybody. You need to understand this. You live in Texas. There are things you can do in Texas, but all of us aren't going to follow what it is you talk about. That's you Texans. And I may add, a segment of those who live in Texas. The folk on the right don't control Texas totally. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. What are your thoughts about Texas and folk on the right talking about seceding from the nation? Would you cry any crocodile tears over that? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about the GOP, of the Texas GOP, that wants to see Texas succeed, from the union. And again, the Republican side of this is they just had their state convention and came up with many different, platforms, planks and platforms of the convention that ended this past Saturday. And as I looked at some of the things that they were talking about, you just have to wonder how far back, these people are going with their archaic way of thinking. Listen to this. The Texas GOP platform also states that the education system should focus on imparting essential academic knowledge, understanding why Texas and America are exceptional and have positively contributed to our world. And while doing so, also offer enriched subjects that bless students' lives. It calls for students to learn about the humanity of the preborn child, including teaching that life begins at fertilization. It also demands that the state legislature pass a law prohibiting the teaching of sex education, sexual health, or sexual choice or identity in the public school in any grade whatsoever. So, no sexual health knowledge. So that means children, unless their parents teach them, then those children will learn about sexual health in the grapevine, through the grapevine, or through their fellow students. What sense does that make? And I know it's been a while since, I had to even have those kinds of conversations, but it was uncomfortable for me to have them with my own sons. So imagine daughters, imagine young ladies, and you don't think in Texas they need to know that information? I wonder how many women were a part of the group that came up with that idea. Sam, what do you think?
You know, I think it just leads to teen pregnancies, which are now going to be not optional. They are going to be mandatory. And yet we still don't have any financial anything to give these potential teen moms that aren't learning about sex safely and, you know, ruining, not, you know, in my opinion, ruining their lives from a young age and, you know, just really not helping them at all in the situation. So it makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me at all.
So the Texans want to be separated from, you know, from our nation. So here's what I say to those Texans. When the hurricanes hit you and you want to come back to us, the taxpayers who want to be a part of the union, then fine. You won't get the support from the rest of us since you are so great and the rest of us are not. Then you shouldn't receive any financial support.
Period.
From the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever natural disasters befall you, you on your own. If you are such a great state that you are somehow bigger and better and stronger than the rest of us in the nation. You know, why are we then going to support you in Social Security and Medicare? You think you're so big and tough and bold because you're Texans that you don't need the rest of the country? Then move along, you know, and do your own thing. And all the things that these states combined do for other United States citizens, eliminate that. And you Texans who seem to be in control of things, then I think they need to be cut off from all of those things. If you took the 38 electoral college votes away, then you know that for the most part red in Texas, you know, maybe things would get a little better for all of us and we'll see things through a better prism. You know, it's and there are people who celebrate this, even though I know it's not all Texans, right? Let them carry their own weight. You know, it's easy to talk that talk, but when it comes time to deal with the border issues in Texas, don't look towards the rest of us. Don't look towards the federal government that supports you right now at the border. You're not doing it yourself. All of you hypocrites in Texas on the right, Republicans who seem to think that we are going to call the shots for this nation, a message needs to be sent. And it's only the Republicans who are talking about this foolishness. You know, disability, Social Security, pensions, you know, no. You know, I mean, the answer to all of those, and really, those who live in Texas really need to be speaking out and saying, listen, it's not all of us. It's not all of us. It's those loony people on the right. I just think that when you look at 2022 and you talk about why the nation is so divided, you can look to places like Texas and Florida as the root cause of what we are dealing with. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, before we went to break, I was talking about the lunatics, some lunatics in Texas seeking the succession from the union. And I was, you know, wondering what your thoughts were. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up, Sam?
Gene from Eau Claire.
Hey, Gene, how you doing, man? Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much for the call.
Wow, what a topic this morning. Oh, my gosh, freedom, freedom, freedom with no responsibilities. No grandfathered citizenship. Once they cut out and they're on their own, they're going to need visas and MasterCards and background checks, no arms across our border. We're going to have sites where they get checked in. We're going to have to really check these people out now once they want to succeed and just get the heck out of our country. And then they won't be able to have anybody on the Senate or the Congress or the they won't have a post office and they won't have a CDC. They won't have help with anything just like they treat their neighbors. So I think, wow. Go for it if you want to, but you people who are true Americans down there, you better wake up because, boy, I could imagine this. No libraries, you know, as far as, you know, we share books all over, you know, to all the different states. Yeah, they'll be unionless, and they'll be on their own. And if they try to, you know, unfortunately, they're so stuck on themselves, those leaders down there. They're really hurting the people. But the people need to be aware.
Well, what I would say to you, Gene, is the people elected them.
Yes.
And so there's something that's always been different about Texas. You ever been there?
No, I haven't, but I have relatives who live there.
Right.
They live there,
and
they move
and,
back.
And you know, the one thing about Texans is not all, and yeah. You know, but many, is their arrogance about just how great, how big, how wonderful, how powerful Texas is, and that's because of all of the natural gas that it has, and the oil reserves. And so that makes Texas something special because, you know, financially the state has always been pretty independently wealthy because it sits on an oil reserve. But that doesn't mean that it is capable of becoming its own nation. Yeah, because that's what these lunatics are asking, that it becomes its own nation. And the worst part about that is, why is it always people on the right? You know, why is it always conservatives that somehow have this overinflated ego that they are somehow better than others? They have the answers to all these issues that impact and affect us. And then at the end of this, what's really taking place with all of this is because they are so well armed in Texas that they somehow believe with all the guns and things that they have in Texas that they're able to, you know, separate themselves from everybody else because, after all, you know, we're Texans.
Well, I guess they're Texans before Americans, and, you know, they don't need our help. I mean, they don't need help, like you say, Social Security, Medicare. They don't need our judiciary system. I mean, boy, they'll have a hot time down there, and the people that'll be hurting the most are the ones that are voting in these yahoos. Thank you for that topic. I mean, what? I thought, wow,
well,
are they going in the right?
You know what, though, Gene? The other part of this is the military, right? Okay, mm-hmm. they don't want the United States military. They feel as if they are armed well enough that they can defend Texans from any attack from anyone outside of Texas, any nation that chooses to attack Texas. The Texans themselves will fight that off and would not need the support from the United States government. I mean, The people who have these ideas are lunatics, and people on the right. Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you know, what can I say? Go ahead.
Well, look at the great job they've done on the border. The do-nothing.
Wait a minute, man. They haven't done. Are you telling me that the federal government is not down at the border? Is that what you're saying?
Their responsibility.
No, I ask you, is the federal government on the border? Yes. Are there federal resources on that border? Yes. So what the hell are you talking about?
239,000 last month.
I don't care. Girl. How many would there be? How many more would there be if there wasn't the federal government down there?
We're now a border country.
What the hell are you talking about? State. If Texas itself had to defend that border, it would be more than 239,000. So people like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's taken Governor Abbott to build the start.
Well, then why doesn't Governor Abbott and the people of Texas build the wall around Texas itself?
Well, I tell you what, even Wisconsin, our new governor, Governor Michaels, will be his platform. No driver's license, no tuition, no benefits for illegal undocumented aliens.
Let me ask you
That's
something,
something
man.
Your let party me, let comes me, let into me, our let, country untested,
let me,
unvaccinated.
Let me ask you something before I cut you off.
Watching it, Earl.
Let me ask
That's
you something before I cut you,
to you
off.
Because your party
Bring him down, Sam. Bring him down, Sam.
Why we don't air him.
I'm not going to argue with you. You know, because you're changing the subject again. We're talking about the state of Texas wanting to succeed from the government. And you come up with a bunch of other dribble that has nothing to do with the issue I'm talking about. And if you think that Texas is so big and strong and powerful and that Ron DeSantis can build the wall himself, why are they asking for help from the rest of us? Or is that bigger than what your pea brain can understand? I know it's bigger than what your pea brain can understand. Because you can't comprehend what the issue is. You are so brainwashed, like many of the others on the right, like you, that there's no point in having a conversation with you, man.
No, he doesn't let a conversation happen.
Well,
like, it's impossible.
Well, no, I'm not going, you know, I try to, you know, give him an opportunity to speak, but he doesn't have the capabilities to have a cogent conversation. You know, he somehow is mixed up to believing that he's in charge of this program. He's not. And so, you know, I'm not going to waste any more time with CJ. You know, here's the real issue. That I'm talking about. Doesn't matter, you know, what his beliefs and people like him believe. The GOP is building a paramilitary wing as their voters turn the bullets over ballots. That's clearly at the root of all of it. He can talk about, and others like him can talk about, the crime in Democratic cities. We refuted that last week as I gave the statistics of what's going on in red states across this nation. But don't fool yourselves. The GOP is building a paramilitary wing. Who do you see walking around with the arms? It's not Democrats. It's the GOP. And so why are they walking around with their chest poked out and their powerful automatic weapons and in their paramilitary garb? You don't see the Democrats doing that. Why are they walking around trying to terrify and scare people? You know what? You know, there are some people who fear you, but the United States government isn't one of them. As I said before, I said it once before, I'll say it again. This government will not allow those of you paramilitary Republicans, to control this nation. Doesn't matter whether you're dressed in red, white, and blue, or whether or not you're dressed in, you know, the flag that represents many of you. They're not afraid of you. They know you got your little pop guns, because that's what they are to the United States government. And so they'll let you continue to do what you're doing. You got your guns, you know, that guns made out of the flag painted on your guns. You know, we're patriots. The United States government doesn't fear you. Just giving you an opportunity with your crazy selves to think that you are somehow more powerful than the government. How stupid can you be? And maybe we're going to find out at some point in time, because there'll come a time when many of you will think that you are bold enough and powerful enough and strong enough to take on this government. You know, I'm here to tell you, you're not going to be the winner. So keep on stocking up on your weapons and your arms and your ammunition, and continue to buy your bulletproof vests. This is the United States of America. And you and a handful of guys like you, CJ, don't represent the masses of the people in this country. And there is a military, the most powerful one on earth. And you and the other paramilitary folk on the right that are building this resistance will soon come to find out where the real power lies. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. And you know what? It ain't with you. And yeah, I said it ain't. You and others like you who think you have some power. You have none. We'll be back. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to go back to what I was talking about right before the break. These folk on the right really are confused. They think because they own all of these weapons and that they have some congressmen and senators who support them verbally, that they somehow have some juice that they don't really have. You know, Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois said Sunday he's worried about the presidential election, and he's worried about what's going to happen in 2024, and he somehow thinks that we're going to have trouble because of these conspiracy theories that these lunatics on the right keep espousing. And yeah, they're garnering more and more people who are joining the crowd. But all that means is that when the election of 2024 takes place, if folk on the right think they're somehow going to do what they did in you know, January 6th, they're mistaken. They caught the government in a position where it really did not believe that American citizens could be so dangerous. Those of you on the right, they've seen it. The world has seen it. It's not going to happen again. It's not going to happen again. And there's a history in this nation that will that proves my point. You are not so powerful. You're a flea taking on an elephant. You on the right, you Proud Boys and others like you. You're a flea. You know, and you somehow think that you have some power, some military might. Well, you don't. You were given an opportunity to do what you did on January 6th because the government did not believe you would be so bold. Now they know. The government is aware of you. And again, as you build your paramilitary wing of the Republican Party, and you think that somehow you're going to use might to force this nation to do your bidding, you're sadly mistaken. So Representative Kinzinger mentioned New Mexico, a GOP-led country's governing commission refused to certify local election results because of unsubstantiated concerns over voting machines before a judge stepped in. So I continue to be dumbfounded with why, as a government, we continue to go through all of this because somebody says, I don't think the voting machines are right. Okay. Well, what do you have to, what proof do you have that they're not right? Well, I don't have any proof. What proof do you have that they're not right? I don't know. What? I don't have any proof, but I just feel. Why are we responding to any of that? That's the part of this that I just do not understand. Continuing to kowtow to people who have no facts, but continue to just say, well, I feel like somebody, that my vote didn't count because somebody, I feel like somebody voted illegally, and because I feel like somebody voted illegally, I don't trust the government, and I don't. Why are we wasting our time with that? Just step up and tell people, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You have no proof. Why are we wasting time and money and energy with your sorry behinds? Come on. You know, the government has to be forthright and step forward and put an end to this. I don't get that. I still don't understand why we continue to go down this road. But anyway, Adam Kinzinger has stated that he's concerned about the turnout and the outcome of the 2024 election. He's a Republican, y'all, a well-known, well-respected Republican who believes that, unlike all the other propaganda you're getting, that the Republicans are going to take over everything. If you listen to a guy like CJ, you know, he believes the Republicans are going to take over everything. But then you listen to Adam Kinzinger, and he says he's really concerned about what's going to happen with the Republicans because of their behavior and their attitudes, and that they're turning people off with this paramilitary wing of the Republican Party. You know, again, after it's all said and done, there are more people who don't own guns in the society than who do. So that would stand to reason that there are some Republicans who are anti-gun, just like there are Democrats. And as long as they continue to push that beat and continue with that drum beat that everybody should have guns, including children, Then Adam Kinzinger believes that there's going to be a day of reckoning for Republicans come 2024. And he's not alone. But when do we come back to what the nation is supposed to be? One nation. One nation. So if Texas wants to succeed, not going to be easy. And those, you know, politricksters who are in support of that need to clearly express to the citizenry of Texas what life would be like without the federal government there. They don't care about the rest of it. There'll be people there who will think, what is my life going to be like? Because everybody in Texas is not wealthy. And there are people who need the government. But of course, those people's voices would not be heard. You know, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by my good friend, Mr. Darrell Williams. He's a candidate for the United States Senate. As we're going to be joined in the next several days with a lot of the candidates. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.